Good Saturday morning, guys. Welcome to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Corwin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Group. And beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, it looks so good. North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir, ma'am, are in for a treat because our mission here is very simple. Very, very, very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We are legacy building. That is what we do. So, hey, when you're out there making those things happen, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. You're building a legacy for you, your children, the children that's yet to come after them. You want your name to be remembered. I want you to put a hashtag on that thing that says that you are legacy building because that is what you are doing. You can catch us on social media, Facebook, YouTube. Guys, we're working on some things, even a little bit on Instagram, guys, but you can catch us there. Please, please, please go check out the show. But I'm also going to tell you, go to wjnigospel.com. Go to Old School 92 for y'all that, you know, after y'all don't get a little praise on, y'all got to get back in the streets. You know, y'all listen to hip hop. You know what I'm talking about. Look, y'all going over there on that station. All right. I want you to look on the podcast, check out our show. Sometimes what we're talking about here, guys, is for you. Sometimes what we're talking about is for somebody that you know. We want you to share it. Guys, there's a mobile app. You can download WJNI Gospel. Guys, from the App Store, if you got Google, you know Google Play. If you got Apple, I'm on that side of the fence, guys. But if you got that, guys, you can get it from the iTunes Store. Please download it. Carry it wherever you go. Listen live. Guys, you also can check out the podcast there as well. So please, please, please check out, please support. Most importantly, please share. So guys, look, it has been a phenomenal time. Look, we got a lot of stuff that we want to kind of talk about because I got a few extra guests in the studio with us today, all right? Now, y'all don't hear from them much, you know, because they be getting bashful and shy and all that kind of stuff and don't show up. But you know, we got somebody for you, all right? And I'm not gonna do a bunch of fanfare. I ain't gonna throw out confetti and roll out the red carpet. You know, I had to do that to get them in here. So I ain't gonna throw out no more because they be acting up. You know what I'm talking about. But look here, we're gonna talk about, have a little conversation today on air about what's going on in the market, what things you need to be aware of, and basically what you need to do. That's gonna be the general gist of this show today. We're gonna drop some additional nuggets on you because that's something that we always try to do, guys, because we want to be informative. That's what we want to do. We want to be informative. We want to give you a bunch of opinion and conjecture. We want to make sure that we want to make sure that we give you information, stuff that you can digest, stuff that you can manage, and most importantly, stuff that you can and will use. All right. So guys, look, we got two guests in studio with us, you know, in office, if you will, with you today. All right. And those two guests are none other than, you want to introduce yourself? Yeah, you're getting all in position and stuff. None other than Lakeisha Smalls with our office, Exit Realty Low Country Group. Lakeisha, how are you doing today?
I am doing really well. How are you today?
I am doing phenomenal.
Hey, WJNI listeners. I hope everyone's doing well on this Saturday.
Awesome, awesome. And we also have none other than Mimi Eubanks. Now, look here. The other folk, the government folk, call her Shemetrius, but we call her Mimi because we love her. All right. So if y'all love her, y'all need to call her Mimi too. Mimi, how you doing today?
I am doing great. How you guys doing? Mimi is just fine because you know Shemetrius get a little bit different. So we're going to leave it at Mimi.
Awesome. Awesome. So guys, look, we want to talk a little bit about what you guys are seeing, like out there in the market, you know, buyers, sellers, all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, you guys out here hustling, working in these streets, you know, trying to help buyers and sellers in this climate. So, you know, give me kind of a high level overview of what it is that you're seeing, what your experiences are right now. And Keisha, we're going to start with you. So give our listeners kind of what, you know, if you can put into a word or a few words, let's put it that way. If you can put into a few words, what they need to be doing when they come out here, if you're a buyer.
If you're a buyer and you're out here with me, we're going to get straight to the business. We're going to hustle. We're going to stay positive. We're going to keep it moving. And because at the end of the day, we're still making it happen with both buyers and sellers in the market. COVID-19 has helped make an issue here and there, but moving positive, moving forward, we're all here to do what we need to do to make you become a homeowner. So yeah, it's still a good thing out here in the market.
Good deal. Mimi, what about you? What is your take? And because see, look here, we see you beating the pavement. You yes, know, yes, look here, yes. Look here, y'all see, look, if y'all rolled up and down Ashley frustrate, as I say it sometimes recently, look here, Mimi was out there on the side of the road, look here, with a sign telling people, look here, y'all need to come on, y'all need to come on and get it while the getting is good. So Mimi, tell us what you seeing out here. What's going on?
If I can put it into one word, I would say it's go time. If you out here looking, we hitting the pavement. Like Lakeisha said, now is go. Once you come to us and let us know, hey, whether you're a buyer or seller, it's go time. We don't have time to kind of like play around or think about it. Once you see something you like, once you see something that's there, it's go time. We fighting for it.
By Woo. All means necessary.
Hold on.
Exodus, holding it down.
So hold on. So you telling me that you go into the man? You talking about you taking the bull by the horn? See, hold on, y'all. What y'all don't know? See, Mimi is y'all country realtor. Mimi country now. Mimi drive around with a 4x4. I mean F-150. So look here, you looking to buy some property out in the country? That's your girl.
That's
right there. Country realtor. So you telling me y'all grabbing the bull by the horn, and she actually got a horse, y'all.
Look, at this point in time in hunt season, so I'm grabbing the deer by the horn. You know, that's what we got to do.
All in.
That is hilarious, hilarious. So guys, look, so, you know, you guys both have, you know, various degrees, if you will, of experience. You know, you both have, and something that is very, consistent is that, Within our company, you know, one thing that we always work to make sure that we do is have people that care about people. You know what I'm saying? You know, we want to make sure that people care about people because they have to serve people. If you don't care, then you don't serve well. And that's something that we always make it a point to do, to make sure that people that are part of our group have care for others.
Yes.
So I know sometimes this business pulls on your heartstrings. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, you know, I just made a post here recently about, you know, we got people that's just kind of jumping into the business, you know, running, if you will, amok, don't really understand, not really committed to helping people. And in turn, you know, we're to a place now where, you know, it's funny to say, but the reality is what it is. But now we starting to have classes and workshops and stuff for real estate professionals on managing stress and managing anxiety.
Yeah.
Because this is a hard business, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so give us kind of your take on that. What is it that, you know, what if you're a newer professional in this business, what will you tell them?
For the newcomers, I would just stick to the why. What's the purpose behind it? If you're ultimately here to service your clients and do a good job at it, then it all comes full circle. You got to get back to the why, as to why you're in this profession, why that person is trusting you with the goals of becoming a homeowner, and that will keep you going.
Mm-hmm. And just to piggyback off what Lakeisha said, she is right. You have to wake up and realize what your why is every day. And once you go out there to help your clients, once your clients see that you care, they will trust you more. And as far as managing stress and anxiety, you have to sit right there and know when is your go time, when is your stop time, and when you just have to digress and find somebody that you can talk to, like Corin or Lakeisha, to say, hey, I got this fire I need to, y'all help to put it out. So you have to designate that time for business, but you also have to take care of yourself too.
Like Corin always say, if you don't quit real estate at least 2 or 3 times, you ain't doing it right. And I always come into like, you know what? I'm ready.
So that is priceless. So for our listeners, guys, you know, we like to have fun around our office and joke and jest, but at the same time, you know, we understand the stresses that this industry, this business puts on people. And the reason that there is stress, you know, people think, man, you just out showing houses. You know what I'm saying? That's an easy job. You know, you spend all your time at the golf course and this here, that, then, and the country club and all that stuff. And while there are some agents that their business kind of takes them in those places, the reality is that you ain't at the golf course or whatever, just kind of shooting the breeze. You're trying to figure out how to negotiate a deal. You're trying to look for opportunities. You're trying to network. You're trying to do other things, and you're not there having fun. You're there on duty. Exactly. But see, there's a difference in being on duty versus being off. Off duty means you don't care what happened around you, but being on duty means that you're recognizing your cognizant, if you will, you being conscious of what's going on around you, and in turn are seeking and looking for opportunities to try to find someone to help or otherwise assist. That is completely different. Completely different. And like I do say around the office, guys, look, the reality is this business will stress you out.
Yeah.
There is nothing that I can find or figure out that's more hurtful than to have to tell someone, hey, you didn't win that bid on that property. When they saw themselves there, they were fully invested. They brought the family. They look at them, brought the kids, they brought their mama, their daddy. They done brought everybody there.
All the furniture, everything look absolutely perfect. Numbers right, the timing right.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah. And then get into a multiple offer situation and get beat. That is hurtful. But then also, it is also challenging to have to tell a seller, hey, the buyer did something, messed their file up.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to close. And the seller's already packed their home up. You know, we've seen people that have packed their homes up, got everything in a moving truck, and then the deal falls apart at the ninth hour. So, you know, guys, look, it is extremely challenging, extremely stressful. And the agent is in the middle trying to manage all of this. And that's something that you guys need to know, that when you engage a real estate professional, that look, they got stresses and challenges and stuff too. It ain't all, you know, just, oh, well, you doing this, you getting this big old check, man. Look here. You know how many times I sat up in the middle of the night? Oh, sat up, straight up, look here. We're like an L in the bed in the middle of the night, thinking about or worried about, look, is my client going to be okay? Is this going to happen? Or this, here, that, and the third? How many times did you get the information? You're like, okay, look, let me find a solution before I just drop a problem on them.
Exactly.
I don't want to tell them, hey, this thing here is dead. Let me figure out if I can put some paddles to it and some mouth to mouth and then see if I can resuscitate it. You know what I'm saying? So guys, we want to make sure that you guys understand that. So look, we're having a conversation today, guys. We're quickly coming up on our first break. We're having a conversation in the office today about, look here, how, what, you need to know out here in this business. You know, if you're getting into it, if you are looking to buy or sell a house, look, right before the break, guys, when we come back off the break, let's do it that way. Make sure we have time. Want to make sure our listeners get your contact information so they can reach out to you. And those people that are looking to get into the business, hey, because aren't we sponsoring new agents right now? There you go. So look here, guys. Y'all hold tight. Look here, as I tell you, flip the flapjack. Make sure you get that cert down off the shelf. And look, if your granny got that cane patch, your boy coming through. All right? Please make sure y'all do. Y'all hold tight. We're going to be right back. All right? Hey, you want to buy a house? No down payment? We got a solution. Please check out our website for more information for down payment assistance programs that may be available on any home that you want to buy in South Carolina. That is nodownpaymentsc.com. Again, that is nodownpaymentsc.com. Please check it out. Get that information. Let's buy this house. nodownpaymentsc.com. That's nodownpaymentsc.com. You've been thinking about selling that home. You placed it on the market. It didn't sell. Maybe you have a home and you just need it gone today. I have an option for you. I need you to give me a call, 843-225-3759. We're paying cash for your home. Offers on the spot, closing quickly. Give me a call, 843-225-3759, or send us a text, 843-225-3759. And we are back, guys. Second segment, Exit Strategies Radio Show. Hey, I'm your host, Colvin J. Millette, broker and owner of Exit Realty, Low Country Group, and beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, this is your first time listening to this show. You, sir, ma'am, are in for a treat, because our mission here is very, 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 very simple. Very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We are legacy building. That is what we do. So, guys, you're making those things happen. Look, you're out there doing things that's changing the world. Your world, your family's world, you know what I'm talking about. Guys, we want to make sure that you are stating, letting people know on social media, guys, that you are legacy building, because that is what you do, all right? So guys, look, I'm gonna take a little bit of liberty here, give a quick shout out. Got to give a shout out to my man, Jake Lewis over at Groundsman Lawn Services. Look, my man came through, did a true solid on a property, cut grass. Look here, the dude even went up on the roof and made sure that the roof was clean, took all the pine straw, the leaves, all of that off there. Ain't that right?
All right, man.
So look here, well, y'all need to make sure y'all need some lawn care service. Y'all need to make sure y'all call Jake Lewis at Groundsman Lawn Services, 843-478-8383. Again, 843-478-8383. Please make sure y'all give him a shout, guys, because he's going to get you right. That's my man's right there. Y'all give him a holler. So look, we've been talking. Yeah, we've been talking. Right around here. Yeah, we've been talking. So look, I got in the office. I'll let y'all introduce yourself this time. Mimi, go ahead.
Hi, everyone. It's Mimi, my real name. If you ever look me up or anything like that, it's Shemetris Eubanks. And I'm going to just go ahead and spell that out, C-H-E-M-E-T-R-I-S. But just to keep it simple, I'm Mimi, your country realtor. Everybody know me as your country realtor because I'm always out there in the country and doing a couple country stuff. But I love my clients. I go real hard for my clients. And I'm just happy to be a part of Exit Realty Low Country Group.
All right, now, all right, go ahead. Look here, you get that phone number, Mimi. What's your phone number?
Phone number is 843-730-3327. I take phone calls, text messages, and everything because I know it's going to lead to me and you meeting and a good appointment.
Good deal. Lakeisha, tell them folks how they can reach you.
Good morning, WJNI listeners. It's Lakeisha Smalls, your realtor legacy builder. You can reach me at 843-371-9205, 843-371-9205. And like Mimi said, we take calls, we take texts, we take FaceTime, we take inbox, we take it all. We getting it in, and we waiting to hear from you. 843-371-9205.
Look here, they over here cutting up and acting up today. So guys, before the break, we were kind of talking about, you know, what you guys are seeing, buyers, sellers, what they need to be prepared for, what they need to do. So look, I wanted to kind of shift this conversation. We've been having this conversation, over the last few weeks, and I'm working on trying to get, everybody's unfortunately, but fortunately busy, but I'm working on trying to get some key people from a few organizations to come on the show with us. One to talk, we have some, partners on affordable housing. We want to get them in, but we also have, guys, look, we've had this conversation about assistance is out here to help you with your rent. There's assistance, to work through modification with your lender, if that's necessary as well. But a lot of people are not taking advantage of taking advantage of the assistance if they're renters. So if you are a landlord, there's money out there that's available to help your tenant catch up if they're behind. All right. They also can get paid ahead if they have the hardship or have a hardship. Guys, we want to make sure we spread that word. The other part of the flip side of that, if you are a tenant or you know someone who's renting and they're struggling with their rent, there's money that's available. See, we're out here acting like, and guys, you please feel free to chime in, but we're treating this money like it's the COVID vaccine or something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's such misinformation out there. You know what I'm saying? People are scared. They take this injection, they're going to grow a third head. mind you, I went past the second because obviously I already got two, but they're afraid they're going to grow another head or they're going to get a growth or something to come out their neck or what have you, which is ridiculousness. But again, it is what it is. People are free to do what they want to do. I get it. But on the other side, they're also seemingly sticking their head in the sand when there's assistance available to help them. Like miraculously, this money that they owe to a landlord is just going to vanish when they don't pay it.
No, we got to speak up. It's available. Just ask.
And it's sad to say you see so many people stressed out, like you say, having issues with their landlords and stuff, when the money is sitting there. And when you hear people talk about they have a rent situation, but you also not applying to get assistance, that's not a win-win situation. It's sitting there, and it's sad to say that when we hear it constantly, hey, it's money there, and nobody is trying to pull for it, but then you sitting at home and your landlord not getting paid, and you're stressed out not knowing when your move-out date is going to be.
That's real, because see, people are worried about the eviction moratorium. you know, people think that people just can't evict you. And to be frank about it, there's limitations, there's restrictions, but it's not a complete stop. There's nothing that says that you cannot be evicted. This just says that you can't be evicted for this. And we all have to make sure that we understand that, you know, seemingly people just kind of on this this kick that they can just remain or stay somewhere for free. And that's how not how this thing got this thing's works, guys. And there's plenty of money out here, plenty of organization, guys, that have funding. And you can reach out to us. You can give us a shout. We'll get you connected. You know, we don't make any money doing that. But what we do know is that there's a blessing in it. We understand and know that if we help you save your home, that somewhere there's going to be a door that's going to either appear or that sucker's going to open the time that we knock.
I'm claiming open.
You going to claim open?
I'm gonna claim
you see what I'm saying? So guys, you need to understand that we oftentimes fail to put in the work because we're seeking the reward first. You know what I'm saying? We want to eat before we cook. How in the world we do that? Okay. You know what I mean? How in the world we manage to get a plate full of food when we ain't turn a single burner on in the kitchen? So miraculously, they're going to be a plate that appear? Come on, man. We got to do, look here. Hold on. That was Dr. Bell right there. That, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Look here, got to give him a shout out. He does phenomenal work in our community.
Yes.
Dr. Thaddeus John Bell, great guy, host of Low Country Jazz Festival. Look here, it's always well put together, always well attended, and always got some good music. So look here, he says this thing here, come on, man. And the reality is we keep doing the same thing. We seem to expect to receive something when we haven't given. We expect to get something when we haven't invested. You see what I'm saying? How in the world are we gonna make that happen? So look, we don't wanna get on the soapbox, and we'll do that around here, but see, we believe in the opportunity. We believe in the positive. We believe in the next thing. And in turn, we go act on it. Does that make sense?
Most definitely.
So look here. So let's come around. So we talked about buyers and sellers. And the reality is we got buyers and sellers that are different types of people. We got first-time buyers. We got move-up second home buyers. We got investors. We got all these different people and things that we want to get to and talk about. And it's a lot of information to cover. Okay. Before I go too far though, for y'all, all right, Lakeisha, get them folks your contact information again.
I'm at 843-371-9205. 843-371-9205. Lakeisha Small is your legacy building realtor.
All right, Mimi.
All right, it's Shamitra Eubanks. Everybody know me as Mimi. My contact information is 843-730-3327. Once again, Mimi. 843-730-3327.
So look, we ain't gonna spend a lot of time on challenges, but biggest challenge you guys have seen that buyers or sellers in this market are faced with, or give me both. What's the biggest challenge for a buyer? What's the biggest challenge for a seller that you guys see in this market? Mimi, go ahead.
The biggest for a buyer, I would say, is number one, determination, and the will not to quit. Okay. Because we know around here at Exit, we don't quit. Mm-hmm. We don't give up, we don't quit. So as long as you keep working, we're going 100% for you. You know, because we're in an age where you got multiple offers, you got things that you need to do to make yourself stand out from everybody, that can take a little bit more work. You know, we're not in a place where a house is sitting on the market for, let's say, 6-7 months. Now it's sitting on the market for 6-7 hours. So with that being said, you know, determination is a big, big key. Not giving up is a big, big key. And trusting your agent, if you have one of us, trusting your agent is a must, because it's, we won't lead you wrong.
All right, Keisha, what about you?
On both ends, buyers definitely, definitely everything Mimi said. Right now, seen a lot in the market where the sale prices are going up and you're getting less square feet. You know, just having a realistic conversation with my buyers as to saying, what is your goal long term? What are you expecting out of this home, especially to first time home buyers and transitioning from subsidized housing to paying full mortgage prices? We just having realistic conversation, just wanting to see, again, where you are at now and where you're planning to be, because again, it doesn't just stop after we close the deal. We're in their face and communicating with them throughout the whole time frame. With sellers, is just assuring that once they sell their home, that their property that they have in mind, whether it's to upgrade or downsize, is ready and available for that transition. So it's just a lot of things that come across. It just depends on the circumstances and the clients, but we can handle it all. We got it all. Nothing that's too challenging for us. We got it. Team exit all day.
So look, we keep having this conversation about inventory use was it a little bit ago, and just, you know, the reality is that the consumer, you know, guys, you listeners, you guys lag behind. On the professional side, we see things long before you know it. And in turn, you know, you guys technically follow our lead, so to speak, if that makes sense. The reality is that there's plenty of opportunity out there. You guys are still able to find homes for people in this market. Am I right?
Yes, definitely.
All right. And you guys are still able to help sellers get sold and find another house to move into if that's what they plan on doing, right?
That's the goal.
All right. So the reality is, guys, look, we ain't going to give you all this doom and gloom. We're going to give you hope in the situation. That's what we're going to do. We're going to teach you and really focus and emphasize that. So guys, look here. Thank you so much for being on, guys. This is amazing. We had a great show and we had a lot of fun, and we're going to do this again. Looking at me kind of nervously over here.
We're going to do this again.
All right. Good deal. So the reality is that, again, we have the ability to help you. So we want to make sure that you give us a shout. Guys, thank you so much for being on the show today. It means a lot to me that our agents will, come in and are willing to, come on air and have a conversation and share information with you, our listeners. You know, we are very, 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 very intently working to assist as many people as we possibly can. That is our mission. That is our charge. As I always say to you guys, Exit Realty is my baby. This radio show is my give back to our community. It is how I like to make sure that we empower those around us. We want to make sure that we're in power. In order for us to do that, we have to get everybody else in power as well. Guys, as I always say to you, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm going to see you guys out there in them streets.